Storm Lake Tornado boys basketball coach Heath Stille, my guest in between games. My name is Chris Bachman. Tonight, Western Christian and the Tornadoes, two teams, both 4-1 in the Lakes Conference. Heath, going to be a great night here Friday night.
Yeah, it's a big game for our guys. It's a great opportunity for us to play some more basketball and see what we can do here in the Lakes Conference.
More on that in a moment. Let's go back to Tuesday night, your first game back after the break, and you had the dead week. You have some practices. Lamar's Bulldogs, we knew it was going to be a big game. Give me a little feel for it. I was not there. Take me through this one half by half.
I thought the first half we came out a little bit slow and let them get going. We had the game down about a 7-point game with 3 minutes to go in the first half, and then we let them go on about a 6 or 7-0 run to end the half. So that puts us down about 14 at halftime, and we just didn't pass the ball real well. We gave them too many offensive rebounds, and then in the fourth quarter we moved the ball pretty well, and we had our offense kind of clicking a little bit, but we couldn't get any closer than 10 there on out. And We fouled there towards the end to try to extend the game a little bit to give our guys some experience working with that. And I thought our guys did a good job of fighting back. And it was our effort was there. It's just shots didn't fall, and we just weren't patient enough on offense.
You know, the box score shows that with the shots, 17 of 42 from the field, just 14 for 24 at the foul line. You bring up rebounding, Heath. I'm curious how – I know we had 18 boards, but how many did Lamar's have? Where did that break out?
I'm not exactly positive on how many Lamar's had, but I know that they had too many offensive rebounds because we gave them way too many second-chance points. But overall, I thought that we did a decent job rebounding, but they were just limiting us to one and done, and we weren't getting a bunch of offensive rebounds like we had there in the past couple games, and that limited our shot opportunities, and they did a great job of pushing the ball after that and really kind of limited our chances to get back into it.
So I'm curious about the bounce back when it comes to Wednesday, Thursday practice. What did you sense from your guys?
I thought our practice on Wednesday was our best practice that we've had in quite a while. Our guys did a great job there. They came back with intensity and energy. And that's kind of what we talked about. It's going to take tonight, too, is we're going to have to be in this thing, and we're going to have more energy and more focus and more intensity here on out, because all these games get real important now. And the guys did a great job yesterday preparing for Hall, and we went through a few things that they'll do to us, and hopefully we're ready to go.
Well, Coach, let's take a break and talk more about Western Christian and Storm Lake, two teams that are 4-1 in the Lakes Conference, obviously a big game, and we'll talk more with Coach Stille right after this here on 92.9 KKIA and online at stormlakeradio.com. While we continue our pregame conversation with Storm Lake Tornado coach Heath Stille, his team 6-2 on the season, 4-1 in the Lakes, and Western Christian, as you were telling me, third game on their home floor this week. They had a makeup game Thursday night with Spencer. It was a lopsided win for the Wolfpack, and they're 6-1, also 4-1 in the conference. Coach, how do you break down this team?
It's a typical Hall Western team. They're a long, athletic, physical team that will like to push the ball if they can, and then they're also not as deep shooting-wise this year, so that's kind of a little bit helpful for us. They don't shoot the three ball extremely well as what they have in the past, but they're going to get after it defensively, and they're going to be up in your grill, and they're going to look to get the ball in the middle of the floor, and they've got some guys that can really do some damage once they get it there. The Giesink kid's pretty good. The Koima kid's a big physical point guard. And then left-handed coach's son, Harmsen, is a good kid as well that we'll have to be able to take care of tonight.
Yeah, how do you counteract all of those points that you just mentioned that they're so good at? How do you try and stop them?
Well, our biggest key tonight is going to be that we need to keep them out of the middle of the lane, and we're really going to try to overplay and force them to the baseline so we can try to get help that way. And then we're going to have to scramble defensively a little bit to get back to our other guys, and it's going to come down to our rebounding tonight. We're going to have to get a body on them every time. Yeah, they're not as tall, but they're still as physical as what they always are. We're just going to have to play just up at that little bit of a notch from where we have been playing to be able to hang with these guys, and I think our guys are ready for the challenge, and it's going to be a great experience for our guys tonight and go up there and hopefully get a win.
Heath, have you had a chance to see many games on film against this year's version of Western Christian?
I have seen probably 3 or 4 games of them on film right now. And they do some nice things, but they're not the typical Hall team that you're scared to go up there and play. Like when you mentioned Hall Western, you just get scared and you're mm-hmm. scared to go play them. They're not that dominant this year, I don't believe, from watching them on film. And I think that's how our guys feel, too. And I think we had a lot of success up there last year. We shot the ball extremely well up there. We were ahead of them for quite a while last year in the first half. And then things kind of fell apart there towards the end. So we talked about some of those things, just getting good shots and working the ball around and making that extra pass. And I think our guys will be ready for that tonight.
All right, Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks so much for the time. Look forward to seeing you tonight in Hall, and best of luck.
All right, thanks, Chris.
Coach Heath Stille in the pregame. Short timeout, starting lineups up next on 92.9 and StormLakeRadio.com.